Welcome to the weekend edition of the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. Today's podcast features all the best segments from this week's slate of Undisputed. With in-depth interviews and discussions, we have a lot to talk about heading into next week. Skip, Shannon, let's get to it. The NBA trade deadline is less than 4 hours away. Lonzo Ball's name has come up in a lot of the rumors, specifically going to New Orleans for Anthony Davis. Earlier this week, LaVar Ball told ESPN, quote, "I don't want Lonzo in New Orleans. Phoenix is the best fit for him, and I'm going to speak it into existence." Mm. And LaVar joins us now. All right, LaVar, welcome back to Undisputed.
Hey.
It's been too long here.
Yes.
So as I said, we got a couple hours before the trade deadline. What are the rumors? What are you hearing about the trade?
What am I hearing? I'm not hearing anything. I'm just saying, you know what? I told the Lakers a long time ago, if you trade my son, it'd be the worst thing you ever did. And I guarantee, they trade my son, they will never get a championship. Because what they're trying to do is be the one-hitter quitter. Trying to get all these players, okay, thinking you're going to win a championship.
You're trying to speak that in existence.
I'm just trying to tell you. They're trying to do it like this, where they're getting all these players. They ain't the players, it's the coach. You don't have a coach, you out of luck. So you can get as many players as you want. If you don't have a system or you don't understand what you're getting ready to do, you're not going to win. I don't care. You can get everybody that's good.
So you're saying LeBron James without Lonzo cannot win a championship in Los Angeles?
LeBron James without Lonzo is not going to win a championship in L.A. I guarantee that.
LeVar, you understand. I understand. Skip and I can criticize a coach or a player or blah, blah, blah. But we don't have a son currently on that team or currently playing. Do you understand how people look at that? Like, come on, LeVar.
You think I care how people look
at
me?
I know you don't care, but I'm saying.
I'm going to keep doing what I do. They can't do nothing about it.
No, it's not.
You know what? This situation about to get hot. I'm going to pass y'all out some water. Because this is big ball of water.
Okay, what's special about this water?
Well, I'm going to tell you something special that's better. You ain't going to never, ever see an African-American on the water, but that show looked like Lonzo Ball.
What's special about it? I don't care what's on it. What skin it? What's going to make it better?
Zero nitrates. You know what that means? That's the purest water you can get. Untouched by human hand. Comes straight from the bore right into the bottle.
This ain't come out your
faucet? This ain't no purification.
This ain't come out your faucet?
No. Straight from Lithuania.
I was just going to say.
Underwater.
Lithuania.
It's imported water.
You were busy.
You drink this, I guarantee you, 20 more years.
Really?
Look how it tastes. Wow. It slithered down your throat. You didn't even know it was water.
Wait. That would have tasted like water.
Will it make Shannon bigger? I want to know.
It'll make Shannon healthier. Oh, I don't think Shannon can get no bigger.
Yeah, I know.
No, I ain't trying to get no bigger.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get healthier.
Yeah.
Okay, back to our regularly scheduled program here.
Yes.
The trade.
Yes.
Why did you go on record right away and say, I don't want my son in New Orleans?
Well, we don't want to live in the cold. And they already got a point guard over there. They already got some things.
They don't have a point guard.
Well,
who?
I say they do.
But
they got a couple of guys, but
guards.
Phoenix, we don't like living in the cold.
Okay.
My boys, we don't like living in the cold.
So is it about the city of New Orleans?
You ain't gonna be living there. You say you gonna stay in Chino.
We, as in my family, you know where I'm at right now? Where? Cleveland.
It's cold.
Man, I was in the Arctic blast. You know what the Arctic blast is?
Yeah, I know about the vortex.
Well, God, I learned about it the other day. My eyeballs froze. I couldn't even open my eyes. But going like that, I'm not in that one hit or quitter thing. I'm thinking of Phoenix like this. If you get Lonzo, get Jello. Get Melo.
For Phoenix.
Okay. For Phoenix. On the fact that I'm not trying to just go in there and play. I'm trying to build a dynasty.
Okay, so you're going to the worst team in the
West. The worst team. They can't do nothing but go up.
Okay.
But they gotta listen and let's go play our way. My boys is winners, man.
Okay.
And like I said, the Lakers turn them into losers.
Okay, but remember, New Orleans at point guard's got Elfrid Payton and Tim Frazier and Frank Jackson.
Those are some point guards.
Huh?
Those are point guards over there.
But you can't get your son better.
I'm saying you can't compete with
them. I believe my son better than them.
Okay, well then show me.
But show you. I got to go there. I'm going to show you in Phoenix. The sun rises over there.
It does. Your son would
my
rise
My son
over
would
there.
Take that thing. And here's the thing. You can't do it by yourself. That's why I'm in the building, a dynasty where you bring my other two boys. They never worry about leaving. And just before things take off, how you beat the Lakers and you had a number two pick multiple times and before something can jump off and nobody's done anything.
Okay, so hypothetically,
yes.
Let's just do this. If your son goes with Kuzma and Ingram and Zubats and you know, whatever, to New Orleans.
Right.
That's a pretty good nucleus. Do you not trust those other kids to rise with your son?
Here's the thing. Those other kids are going to rise with my son. Whoever plays with my son is going to go up.
Okay.
The fact that Lonzo's not playing now, them players you thought was good ain't that good. Hmm. And it ain't like this is new. The same thing happening. How many players you hear about at UCLA right now? TJ Leafs, EK, whatever. You don't hear about none of them guys because Lonzo's not there to make them look as good as they are. Hmm. Brandon Ingram struggling, Hart struggling, Kuzma struggling. They all going to struggle if Lonzo ain't in the picture.
Is it possible that when you declared, I don't want my son down there in New Orleans, that you blew the trade up?
Well, if the trade blow up, oh, well. I'm just letting you know
you
we don't want to be there.
You torpedoed the trade on purpose.
Oh, no. Why? If it's torpedo, you got a lot of players to choose from. My son ain't that good. That's what they say. So take them other guys, go and do your thing. But he must be a big part. And well, like people say.
I think this is normal
where people say, you know what? Everybody gets traded and going their way, and you say the same thing. LeVar don't say nothing. He can't say nothing. I don't mean nothing. I can say what I want to put it in other people's head to let them know. We don't want to be there. If I don't want to be there, don't take that guy. That's like having a girl, and you say, oh, she's always pretty, but you can't make her love you. She says she want to go the other way. You can bring her over there, but
if it's an arranged marriage in the Middle East, you can.
Who going to the Middle East?
It's an arranged marriage. They already over there.
See you over there messing. They get 4 or 5 women.
So if you hear coming up at 3 o'clock Eastern noon here that your son has been traded to New Orleans, what are you going to do about it?
What am I going to do about it? You got to go over there. But you can't make him play.
So would he sit?
I guess he going to do whatever he want to do, but you can't
make
him do
what he
want
to do. No, you over there talking. I ain't heard him say that. You talking.
You ain't going to hear nothing because he don't want to talk to you because he know how you are against me. So I tell him, no.
Don't talk
to that boy. He negative on us.
No.
Skip, speak up.
Thank you.
No, ain't yeah. no neg- No.
Thank you.
You very negative.
No, you know.
I know you negative.
My problems with you.
See, there you go.
As being a parent and having a son that's on a team and being hypocritical of said players and coach of that team. And what that ain't no negativity.
And what did your grandmama tell you?
Just because you can speak it doesn't mean you should.
You know what? You listen to your grandmama a lot. But you ain't listen to your grandfather at all. I ain't never heard you say it. Get on outside sometime, man. Stop standing over there sitting on the rocking chair with your grandma all the time.
No. You, LeVar, now you know it. If you was a coach and another parent's kid was on your roster and they criticizing your sons or they're criticizing you, you're not going to take kindly to that, LeVar, because you don't take kindly to criticism now.
Do you?
Stop stuttering.
Of course you don't.
As an athlete, you
don't take
LeVar,
no criticism. You don't take no
LeVar,
criticism.
Yes, I do.
No, you
as
don't.
As being an athlete,
I've
come on,
heard
LeVar.
Skip criticize you many a times and you still getting loud. Skip. Because you're mad.
No, LeVar, you
Slow
know
down.
It. LeVar, yes. You played in the NFL.
Okay.
You know criticism comes along with being an athlete.
So why are we worried about this? If I'm criticizing somebody, why are we worried about this? I'm going to criticize.
Why?
When things go bad, I always criticize. I don't sit there and just take it.
Hold on. But see, you keep saying it's Luke Walton. Is this what
Tell me it ain't Luke Walton.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Tell me it ain't Luke Walton. No, I just want to hear you say that. Okay. Say it ain't Luke Walton. I dare you to say
hold
that.
Hold on.
Because you know what's right.
Hold on, LeVar. You keep saying it's Luke Walton, it's this one and that one.
Right.
Does Lonzo bear any culpability in this?
No. You know why?
Not the problem.
Here's the thing. Let Lonzo do what he do. Let him win.
That's not how a team works, LeVar.
Why don't it
you
work
You don't
like
get
that?
To go on there and
it
say,
been working like that for the last few years.
What did win at UCLA?
He went to the Sweet 16.
They don't hang banners for that UCLA.
He won 30-something games.
They don't hang banners for that
he
UCLA.
He won 30-something games. He won 30. You know what I told him?
What?
I'm going to tell you what I'm telling him. I'm going to break it down. Lonzo don't have no excuses about nothing.
Listen to me.
Son, go get that championship at UCLA. Go get it. He on his way to get it. Listen to me. He on his way to get it. But he can't get it.
Why?
You know why? Because somebody on our side texts Lonzo something to get him out of his mind. And the text had to deal with his mom. Mm. You don't know what's going on. But he ain't going to say nothing because this is the way I bred him. So
why would somebody do that, though?
That's what I wondered. But I ain't going to go into that because I don't want the family thing to go upside down.
Right.
Well, it should have never been done because I was going to tell him. Mm. But his text in there.
Oh, so things, that's things, how he found out?
He found out.
Okay.
If he thinking...
Yeah.
A regular kid thinking his mom's going to die the next day?
Right.
How you going to come back from that?
Right.
I told you
so
yesterday.
So then I had to go and redo things. I said, son, go do what you got to do.
Right.
I got her.
Right.
Let me, man, but my boys ain't like, oh, man, I can't do it. They're not going to do that. They're just going to fly forward. And that's what caused them. But you don't put that out there like that. You know, you played the game, but he's still young. Never had been in that situation. I said, son, do what you're going to do, man. Get your ass over there and play. But I got her. She's going to be fine.
Right.
She
and you did fine. Not go.
Where man, I didn't go to that thing. Yeah. No, I want to. You think I'm not going to see my son?
I know.
But I have to do like this.
Well,
I go
priority,
here.
Right.
Or I go here.
Right.
And it's
a game
it's,
is important, but mama's way more important.
By the way, he took that team with T.J. Leaf, and they went to Kentucky, and they beat them at Kentucky.
They beat them before, but when your mind ain't right,
right.
And you're thinking about other things, there's no way you can perform like that.
What about
that's the thing.
What about the unrealistic expectations?
What do you mean by the unreal? Here's the thing. Unrealistic expectations make us the big baller. How do you come into a league with your own brand? You know anybody going to say, it's never been done before. Why? Because the expectation is so high, you're not even going to approach that.
I heard something you said yesterday. You said Luke Walton has turned my son
into a loser.
Hold on, Skip.
A loser.
Okay. You can be on a team and lose but not be a loser. I'm a firm believer losing is a mindset.
Okay, you got it. He got a great mindset of losing, Luke Walton. Been losing for 3 years. Great mindset for losing.
Man, look.
Now, I mean, you tell me this. You're okay. Talking about, okay, Lonzo is a winner. Go to Summer League, and I know you're going to say Summer League is just Summer League. But what's the difference between Summer League and the pros on the fact that...
Because a lot of them guys...
Okay, the coach did a heck of a job. How does Lonzo get MVP without even playing the last game? Because the coach who's doing the Summer League, Lonzo, go on, do what you do. Get these triple-doubles, have fun, do what you do.
But how many of those...
Winning, staying in the game, who cares? Hold on. He going to get the championship because that's what he made for. And then when the season starts, starting him, playing 4 or 5 minutes, pull him out no matter what. Sit him down for 12 minutes.
I disagree with that.
Sit him down for 12 minutes.
No, he didn't do that.
But when he played in that Phoenix game, when he's balling out of control, guess what? We ain't pulling him back and forth. Let him go.
That was his second
game. That was his second game that he loose. He's like, man, okay. But then you don't play him and start him in the fourth quarter. How do you think he's feeling about that? If he's been playing the whole game his whole life.
Right.
His whole life he's been like this. Let me go get these wins. And you don't believe in him like that? Mm. Man, come on, man. Now I'm just going to go to work and do what you want me to do and just whatever.
No, you can't have that attitude.
And here's the mindset to give him. Oh, Lonzo does everything so good. You don't need to score to win. So now you tell him that. So now he's just going to the hole. You say, okay, basically you tell him, you ain't got to worry about scoring. Just do the other things. So he's doing everything else. I tell him, no, you need to score to win.
Yeah.
You need to be the player that you've always been, son.
You got to be a threat.
You got to be a threat. But now you say he don't have to score, but now you want him to make free throws. Now you want him to make three-pointers. How about you tell him go out there and do what you normally do, and we don't have no problem. Because he's been scoring all his life. And people tell me about the jump shot and all this. Would you rather have a guy who has a perfect form in the jump shot and can't make a dang bucket? Or you want a guy with a raggedy shot, as raggedy as hell, but always makes the game winner?
Well, something you also said, LeVar, you called some of his young core raggedy as well. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, yes.
You pay the bill,
we'll
right.
be back. This conversation
yes.
far from over.
And that water good? Because you keep sipping it. I got to sip it too, man. I got to sip it too. I've been thirsty.
No mercy. Welcome back to Undisputed. LeVar Ball still with us, and we have lots more to get to.
We do. So I have said many, many times on this show, I don't like the way Luke Walton has handled your son. Mm-hmm. Starts him, plays him 4 or 5 minutes, yanks him, sits him for a whole quarter. I don't get it. Can you explain, or can Lonzo explain through you the psychology of this? What is operating in Luke's head? What's his attitude toward
I don't know what his attitude toward Lonzo is. I don't know if it's a jealousy factor or old school where they say you got to go through the veterans.
Correct.
Everything has changed. This is all different. Like back in the day, you're going to have a backcourt, but it ain't going to be no $300 million backcourt, which is everything is today.
Right.
Look, you got C.J. McCollum and Lillard.
Yeah.
You got Kawhi and the kid from Toronto, Lowry. That's $300 million invested in a team now. So
Paul George.
Exactly. So things are different now. So you can't go on that, you got to learn from a vet. You got to get under a wing. You got to do this.
Why didn't Magic intervene?
That's what I'm saying, because Magic, I think, is – from my point of view now, listening to him talk and stuff like that, he's just a face. I don't think his say-so is like his say-so is.
Really?
I know it's not, because he told me some things that I thought that should have been done. That's nothing.
Well, then who is in charge?
I'm trying to figure out who's in charge. That's why the system is crumbling down for, I don't know what's going on over there.
Is Jeannie in charge, Jeannie Buss?
Hey, she just said some stuff that she said. She's the one who told Magic to get Lonzo. So, hey, who gonna say that? If she said that, she's throwing him under the bus. Like, you ain't the one. If Magic wanted Fox, why you didn't get Fox? Unless somebody above you said, hey, don't get Fox. I think I like this guy a little better. Then what are you there for?
I don't know.
Okay. What is your biggest issue with Luke Walton?
What's my biggest issue with Luke Walton is the way he plays my son. That's, I mean, it's not nothing new. That's my thing.
Did you talk to Luke about it at all?
I never talked to Luke. How? I'm going to talk to Rob or Magic. I ain't going to talk to Luke. He's
he the coach. That's okay, who you should be talking to. You say Magic ain't got no control. Why are you talking to Magic?
Okay. I can talk to Magic and Rob because guess what? If the game is going on, the head coach is down there.
Right.
We in the back room. When am I ever going to talk to him? I'm going to go to practice and be like, Luke, let me talk to you for a minute.
Yeah, call him out.
I ain't going to waste my time going to practice.
Okay, well, how about this?
Excuse me, Luke. I know you're finna run practice, but can I talk to you for a minute?
How about this?
No.
You was quiet the whole...
Who was quiet? Do you know what I'm saying? I got a blue book. You know what a little blue book is? Yeah. Allows you to go overseas.
Okay,
I'm over in Russia, London, Belgium.
Okay, they got microphones
everywhere.
And we heard nothing. Not a
lot. I ain't heard you over there. They can't even get the station in over there. I said, excuse me, can you give me Skip?
Skip?
I'm worldwide.
They say worldwide, man. I said, can y'all get Shannon on here at least one time so I can hear something?
Yeah.
I ain't heard a word from you,
he's
man.
He's regional. Okay, nah.
You regional, we global. Let's
go. What's going on now?
What's going on now is I'm over here. I took the JBA over there and whooped up on all them European teams. Mm. I told them they were trying to beat me too, because I told them, I said, your engine gonna tap out at 120 and we go to 140. You'll never beat us. You know how many times they had to take a picture with me after losing? They didn't want to take that picture. But if you don't change the engine in that car, you ain't gonna never win. Mm. So I keep going, I outrun them. I said, you guys can't catch me. We too fast. And they said, oh, no. I said, the system that I got in place, very successful. On the AAU scene, on the high school scene, and UCLA scene. If you listen to me, you're going to win. But the hard part is, why we got to listen to him? If you want to win, you listen. Because I tell you how to win. My system is foolproof. Very successful.
Is Luke going to get fired anytime soon, as far
Luke's
as you know?
Luke's going to get fired soon. Anytime some players want to whoop your ass, you got to get up out of there. And they talk about, we'll talk it out. I don't know if them the right people to talk it out with.
But hold on. It's reported it was JaVale and Beasley. Come on now. Those that, look, maybe if it's Brandon Ingram or Kuzma, or maybe a KCP, okay, I can get that.
They might want to do it, but they not bold like them other ones.
But I'm saying, you done been on 10 teams, you done been on 11 teams. You're not in no position to talk about your playing time or something going on that you don't like.
Well, you can talk about that if somebody come at you and call you selfish. And you're not selfish.
True?
The way they looking at it is like, how can I be selfish? I'm only out there for 10 minutes.
Well, you can be selfish in 10 minutes.
You can be selfish in 10 minutes?
Yeah, you can.
I don't know.
Ball hogging.
How you going to ball? You only getting 10 minutes. The ball ain't coming to you till it get to you. It ain't like you just coming down and be like, pass the ball to him.
So, LeVar, would it be best for Lonzo to be traded?
Here's the thing. It'd be best for Lonzo to be traded or get a new coach. You want a new coach? Guess who it is? You looking for coaches, and
Shaw.
Right on the bench, know everybody already. I watched him coach a game after he went out the game.
He did.
He did a heck of a
job. I agree with that.
So, but most of the guys who's usually the best coach after the head coach got to go, is the guy that's being quiet as the assistant coach. Hmm. You could do the same thing with Blatt. Tyrone Lue knew all the right things to do.
He did.
But he's not going to tell this guy who's the head coach. Why would I tell you all the answers to the test? I wait till they get ready, and then I go do my thing.
Does Lonzo get along with Brian?
You know he gets along with Brian.
Yeah.
Brian can look and be like, you know what? The ball going in Lonzo's hand. I want you other guys, sprint down the other way. Don't be put your hand back talking about, hey, I'm going to dribble up this time. We're going to set the offense. Lonzo does best flying up and down the court. But if you got four people back here like this, you take away that long pass that you might see it once or twice. He can do it 10, 15 times a game if you run.
Okay, I get it. And I've said this. He does a great job running the offense, getting the ball off the rim or the other rim,
yes,
and sprinting up court. But what happens in the half court set? At some point, you got to run a half court set too, Lonzo. I mean, LeVar.
Why?
Because you do. You can't run every play. Stop now, LeVar.
Stop it. You watch any of the JBA teams, anytime my boys play, we fast break every single time.
The Showtime Lakers did not run every single play.
Are you out your mind? You look and see what they did. You go back in the day and tell me how many half-court times they did it.
Because guess what?
You know why they did it? Up 20 and Kareem. Get on down and give me a skyhook.
There have been times.
Give me a skyhook.
Exactly.
Pat Riley.
They dump it down to the cap.
How many times?
And he thought, come on, LeVar.
How many times?
A bunch of times.
You got to be crazy. You need to go back and watch that thing.
I watched the Lakers.
You ain't watched the Lakers.
I watched the Lakers.
You might have glanced at him, but you didn't watch
them. I watched the Lakers.
You didn't watch them like you were supposed to.
Yeah, I watched
them. Hey, tell me that Worthy ain't going to run 100 miles an hour.
Yes.
Byron Scott ain't going to run 100 miles an hour. And all those other guys, that was just straight running. That's why they call it showtime. They didn't call it halftime.
No, they didn't. They didn't.
Call it showtime.
But they didn't run every single possession.
Okay, well, out of 100 possessions they ran, 90.
70.
Okay, that's a lot, ain't it?
Okay, but
70%? That's a lot, ain't it?
But you still got to run the half court set.
Why? What's the half court set?
When they get back in transition defense. You heard of transition defense.
Not when I throw the ball.
You know what Lonzo's half court offense is? Nonchalant dribble, half-hearted pass off to the wing. He goes and stands in the corner.
What kind of game? Mm-hmm. What? If a guy who makes everybody better, why do you put him in the corner?
Where you going to put him at? Tell me what you want him to do in the half court set. How would you have him if the half court set?
Put him at the top, screen and roll, very simple. Let him throw you the ball. When he throws you the ball, guess what? Don't dribble. Shoot. Mm. Very easy.
So he needs to be in a system with the pick and roll.
No, we don't need no system with no pick and roll. He needs to be in a system where y'all give him the ball every time and let him make the decision with the ball. And you other four guys, if you don't get a rebound, sprint and be the first one on the baseline. Very easy. And you know who can do this? We go to Phoenix, and my other two sons, they will sprint to the baseline every single play if they don't get a rebound. Mm.
You do know.
And guess what? That ball coming.
I don't know if you noticed, there's a guy on Lonzo's team.
What's his name?
And Lonzo is not the best player on that team now.
Are you crazy?
Are you saying Lonzo better than LeBron?
Yes.
Well, see.
You lost me on that.
I'll lose you again. You can't go there. LeBron getting older. I mean, I'll make Zoe better than LeBron if I'm coaching because I'm going to let him loose. And you're going to have hell trying to catch
him. Wait, are you
saying
you want to coach in Phoenix then?
I ain't saying I want to coach in Phoenix. I'm just giving them the first right of refusal like I did the Lakers. Try to get the boys. You don't want them, that's fine. Somebody going to take all three of my boys.
See, we're going
good.
And
somebody going to play.
We doing good because we close in age. We got a lot of the same. Mm-hmm.
But then
you ruined it by talking about Lonzo is better than LeBron. You know that's not true. You know that.
Why?
What you mean, why?
Why? Why? Why? Because LeBron been in the league for 15 years? Yeah. I mean, how do you judge LeBron being better than my son? I ain't going to say nobody better than my son.
It's okay if it's the truth.
But if my son can play, which I know what I put into him.
We're not saying he can't play.
As far as shooting and passing and playing and running, LeBron hurt. He getting old. He getting old.
LeVar.
He getting old.
LeVar.
I tell you this, he can't go Alonzo on that fast break.
LeVar.
Can't move that fast.
Your guy's shooting 23% from the three-point line.
He can shoot 10%.
40% from the free throw line. How can he be better than the GOAT?
You talking about percentage of shooting on free throws? Okay. Don't tell me about no free throws.
Okay, what about
he been in the league for a long time. What was LeBron shooting from the free throw line?
Like
I can tell you what. He been in the league a long time not be able to make no free throws.
He never shot 40%.
He ain't got to shoot 40%.
He ain't never shot 20% from the three-point line.
He ain't got to shoot 20%.
Okay.
Who cares about the percentages of the shots? You know what I care about?
The winning.
Mm-hmm. You can shoot 20%, but if you make the game winner every time, shoot your 20%.
Well, he ain't making no game winner. Mm-hmm. He missed
he
the
make
game
big
winner.
Shots when it's time to make big
he
shots.
He has made big shots.
He makes big shots. When it's time to get on the free throw line and it's time to make it at the end, man, if the game's in hand, we down by one or two, he's going to make both of them.
But, LeVar,
but this stuff right LeVar, here. It's not a big deal.
You've got to fix the free throw. You can't do that. You've got to be better.
I can fix the free throw.
Okay.
I can fix the free throw.
What you going to do? I can
tell him a couple of things and make him right up.
What,
no
tell
problem.
Him?
I'm not going to tell him.
Why?
Till he goes somewhere
new. Hold on, you're sabotaging.
Go somewhere new.
Yes, go somewhere new and I'll fix all that.
No. Hold on.
Go somewhere new or get a new coach. I will fix all that. It's a couple of things I got to say that make Lonzo make his shots very easy. Here's the thing. Free throws is not a big deal. Here's the thing about free throws. You can shoot them any kind of way you want. It's a mindset. Can you make the free throw when you trigger your mind? You can practice all day and practice, and you can make 50 in a row. But you get to the game, and then you just throw them up there. No. But if you say a certain thing that makes him, I know what to tell him to make all his free throws.
Why are you undermining the system?
Undermining the system?
Yeah. He owns the Lakers. You want the Lakers.
I tried to help them. They don't want no help. Bye.
All right.
I ain't going to force myself.
A quick break.
Yes, you are.
We're still not
yes,
done
you
here.
Do.
We'll be back with LeVar. No mercy. LeVar Ball is still with us. And LeVar, my question for you.
Yes.
And be honest about the trade rumors with Lonzo. Uh-huh. Truly, mentality is so important in this game. Where is his head at? With his name being in the discussion.
Where's Lonzo's head at right now?
Truly.
Me, truly, personally, he's like, whatever y'all want to do is fine. That's how Lonzo roll.
Okay.
He not like me where it's like, man, he's not going to get an attitude. He's not going to point fingers.
Should he be more like you?
He's No. He can't be like me. He got to be like himself. He got to be like himself. And I tell all my boys that, don't try to be like each other. Be who you are.
Right.
And coming from South Central, I'm going to be a little more boisterous, a little more meaner. Mm-hmm. Your alpha dogs are going to come from the hood. They're not going to be team players, not too much on the fact that they're trying to get out of a situation. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be like, man, it's all me. I got to work for my family. I got to do this. Mm-hmm. As opposed to team-oriented. I've been to shelter my boys in Chino Hills. You ain't got to fight nobody. You just good. Just come on, work out, son. You have a good time.
Right. Mm.
So his mindset is like, well, however you want to guide me, if you with me, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do it. But no, I'm not going to be like, even I want to say it, he's not going to say nothing. He's just going to be like, you know what? If you trade me, I'm going to make this team go. If you keep me, I'm going to do what I can to make this team go. Mm. But if you keep me and Luke is there, Lonzo understands loyalty.
So it's the point of no return between him and Luke Walton.
Him and Luke Walton, there's no return? No. Because now,
it's no return.
It's over. No matter what he does, he can be like, Lonzo, you're the best player, and we're going to start you all the time. Okay, until you have an attitude and do something again.
So I'm intrigued by your idea of building a Ball dynasty with the Phoenix Suns.
Yes.
Because you're going to the bottom of the toughest conference.
Right.
And you're saying we're going to build it from scratch.
There you go.
But you're including your other two sons in this equation.
Gotta be.
Have you spoken to anybody with the Suns about this idea?
I haven't talked to anybody about the Suns.
This is all you.
This is all me.
Okay.
If they want to listen to it, fine. Somebody is going to be out there. And like I tell my boys, I think everybody ends up where they're supposed to be. Everybody ends up, regardless if you put the time in to get where you want to be or you don't put the time in. So don't get mad if you're down here. And don't get mad if you're up here, if you put that time in. And that's why I look at things like this. Like, I've always told my boys to be the best players in the world. And we just getting started. 5 years go by. Some guy asked me, what do you think is going to happen? I said, man, my boys will be the face of the NBA because everybody's going to be getting old. Everybody can get no, my boys is going to be coming in the light. And guess what? When you build it from the bottom up, the foundation is good. That's like the big ball of brand. We still talking about it. That was supposed to be a hit and miss. Lonzo in the league, it's a done deal. And I'd probably go, oh, LeVar, I ain't heard from you. I ain't seen you. That's because you're looking at me as Lonzo's dad and not as a CEO of a brand,
right.
Not of water. I'm a businessman. Mm-hmm. I got to go do other things. I can't just be sitting there and people, oh, we didn't hear you say this about that. Yeah, well, you're not because I got two other sons that's not in the league and I got to do some other things to get them noticed to get in the league. Because our bottom line is, it's point A is to get all my boys in the league. Second thing is I want them all on the same team. So however that happens,
You realize the odds are like a billion to one.
Billion to one. You know what's the odds of coming in the league with your own brand? How about 4 billion to one?
Mm-hmm.
But what if it doesn't happen?
What do you mean? I'm going to keep working until it does. I'm going to keep working until it does. And guess what? It's going to happen. Somebody going to be out there and say, you know what? This really works.
How good could the youngest son become?
The youngest son could be the best one on the fact that he gets to watch the other two. Jello has the potential to be the best. On the fact that he's the biggest and the strongest.
Well, what is he now, height-wise?
Who's that? Melo?
Yeah.
Melo's 6'7".
6'7".
Melo's 6'7".
Could he be 6'?
I told him he's going to be the tallest. He's about 6'8", 6'9", easy.
Okay.
Everybody's going to be over 6'6", because I'm 6'6". So everybody's 6'6", and above on the fact that they get a couple of more inches from my wife being 6'1".
True. So, LaMelo.
Yes.
As shooting goes, he's by far the best, right?
Shooting goes, Jello. Jello's the best scorer in my family.
Really?
Yes, by far. Jello played on everybody's team. That's the middle piece.
Hmm.
Lonzo does great with him.
Yet nobody in the NBA has any respect for the middle side.
Nobody has no respect. Nope. He's the coldest two guard in the NBA.
What is it? What is it about him, or what is it about his game that they don't like?
What is it about his game they don't like?
Yeah.
They love his game, but being in the middle, you gotta kind of take what comes with that middle thing, which is not a lot of, you can't have three monsters, even though I got three monsters.
Right.
Jello in the middle had to take a lot of flack. The reason he get drafted, the situation he did, out of all my boys. But I told him, you take one from the team, for the team. And this is how I explained it to him. You know you shouldn't have did that.
Right.
Hey, you go to UCLA, you ball out of control, you're top 10 pick, LeVar does nothing, get our money, we gone.
Right.
But by you doing that, I snatch Melo out of Chino Hills. I snatch you out of UCLA. I go overseas. Mm-hmm. I make connections over there. Without that, I don't have no water. Mm-hmm. I don't have a JBA. I don't create the JBA.
Right.
I don't go overseas. All this stuff doesn't happen. I just sit back. Yeah, we fine.
So you make the worst of a, you make the best of a bad situation.
Yes, and so that's the route he has to go now, where everybody has to say, you're not that good. Now, imagine he had UCLA and he lighting it up. And now he's top 10 pick. Now, I don't worry about no other league. I leave Melo at Chino Hills, let him do what he do. But we don't do these other avenues. Nothing is created by this. I don't have my own league. I don't have my own ball. I don't
Melo
have my
will
own
be
water.
Is it Melo going to be
eligible? Melo's eligible, man, for college.
All right. Oh, I wish we had more time with you, LeVar, but appreciate you being here today.
Yes,
right back.
Thank you. No mercy.
Hey everyone, Jenny Taft here, and thank you for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. If you like what you hear, then you should subscribe to the First Things First podcast featuring Chris Carter, Nick Wright, and Jenna Wolf. The First Things First pod breaks down the biggest stories in the world of sports, so if you like the NFL, NBA, college sports, then you're going to like this podcast, the First Things First podcast. The First Things First podcast drops Monday through Friday with a special weekend edition as well. And be sure to catch the show live on TV before us every weekday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Now, back to our show. No mercy.
Well, Tom Brady and LeBron do have something in common. They've both been to their respective championships 9 times, but one big difference, Brady just won his 6th title on Sunday, while LeBron, well, he only has won 3. After Brady won another Super Bowl, LeBron gave the ultimate props to Brady with this tweet calling him the GOAT with 6 ring emojis. So, Shannon, what do you make of this tweet? What do you make all this?
Yeah, Shannon, what?
LeBron is acknowledging Brady's greatness. Hmm. This is not a new opinion for him. If you remember, after that 28-3 comeback in, what was that, 2016? Hmm. He did the same thing. He, you know, tweeted something that Brady was the GOAT. He even posted almost like a salute, him saluting on the uninterrupted. Hmm. Of him saluting Tom Brady. Mm. Greatness acknowledges greatness, understands greatness. Game, as we say, game recognized game. Mm. So, you know, from one GOAT to another. You know what I'm saying, Skip Bayless?
Yep.
You ever see like how you're walking down the street and animals walk up to one another, dogs will walk up to one another, they're like, oh yeah, you a dog too? I'm a dog. Yeah. Yeah. Where you live around here? Yeah, me too. I live around the street. Yeah.
And a big dog acknowledges a big dog like,
Yeah. Mm. And so LeBron is like, okay, bro, you go, me too. Mm. Yeah, you got a big, you know, you got a beard, me too. You've done things that nobody else has done, me too.
Tom Brady doesn't have a beard.
Nah, that's what I'm just saying. Yeah. No, the real Billy Goat. Billy Goat's got Billy a beard. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, I mean, if you grew up on a farm, you would understand that. Skip Bayless. But anyway.
I should have worn your goat mask yesterday.
No, you should have.
That would have been funny. That. I missed my goat on that. But I just didn't want to rub it in.
No. Yes, you did.
I totally respected the plight you were in across the table.
Plus the fact, LeBron does understand that when you look at Tom Brady, 13 AFC championship games, 9 Super Bowl, he's always in contention. And even when Tom Brady isn't in contention in the Super Bowl, the AFC team that does represent the AFC probably had to beat him to get there. And LeBron James, you know, he might not always win it. Mm. But when he was in the Eastern Conference, Skip, if he wasn't, you had to beat him to get there. Mm. And now there's a good chance he might not be in the NBA Finals. Mm. But whoever comes out there, the West, going to probably have to go through him. Mm. So, in other words, he says...
Well, unless he's just watching the whole playoffs from home. I don't know. It's possible.
You feel comfortable saying that?
No, it's still possible. It's not going to be that easy.
That ain't possible. And the thing is, LeBron also, Skip, by any metric, when you look at Tom Brady, what he's been able to do over his career, Tom did not play particularly well. Yes, that last the touchdown winning drive, he made some clutch throws. But throughout the entirety of the game, Tom didn't play well. He fumbled the football. He threw an interception. He skipped a couple of passes.
Threw 266.
Is that the standard? Is that what we're going to do for Tom Brady? I got it through for five. Hold on. I got it through for 505. Mm-hmm. I got it through for 4-something and another 4-something. Mm-hmm. Now 262 is a gold standard for
six. Yards.
My bad. 260.
If he'd thrown for 124, you'd say, but this is Wade Phillips and that defense, that firepower. 266 is highly respectable. Go ahead.
My homeboy threw for 478 and five tubs. Mm. That's what my homeboy did. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, no Skip. So all I'm doing is I'm comparing Tom Brady to Tom Brady. That's all I'm saying, Skip. And LeBron James was just giving him, say, bro, from one goat to another.
One goat to another.
Yeah!
So I saw this for the first time, and I saw all those ring emojis. Mm, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 ring emojis. And I thought, so LeBron is saying 6 rings equals GOAT, correct? So then, I don't know why, my mind just wandered back to this guy I used to know and love, this guy named Michael Jeffrey Jordan, and he won 6 rings in 6 tries with 6 MVPs.
Yeah.
And so I started thinking, well, does that mean that those 6 rings also equal GOAT in basketball? Because if 2 + 2 equals
Skip,
6 to me, right?
No, I want you to stop that.
Yeah, because I think LeBron inadvertently authorized the basketball GOAT being MJ.
No. And even when Tom, Skip, what you're trying to do, I see what you're trying to do.
Hmm.
And I caught on early. Hmm. I'm glad I did. Because see, what you're trying to do, you're trying to equate whomever have the most rings, and that's not, rings is not the determining factor in GOAT-ish, because there are more players, and even a more accomplished player, Bill Russell, has 5 more rings than Michael Jordan. He has as many MVPs as Michael Jordan.
So let's talk about the player who has only 3 rings.
Yes.
Named LeBron James.
Yes.
Who fairly recently said on More Than an Athlete, he was sitting with the guys he grew up with, obviously, so he was pretty full of himself because he's speaking to, he's preaching to a choir that loves him.
No, he can preach to the congregation and they accept
and
him too.
And he talked about coming back in 2016 in the finals on Golden State from 3-1 down, and the quote was, "That right there made me the greatest of all time. They," meaning the Warriors, "were the greatest team ever assembled, and the way we came back was really something special," said the guy who thinks he's the GOAT, who is the faux GOAT, who is
real
LeBron James.
Stop using
faux. How can with a record of 3-6 in the finals, how can you make the case that that right there made you the greatest player ever? Because that greatest team ever assembled, immediately, according, you've talked about the anecdote several times, but Draymond Green runs into the parking lot in tears and calls Kevin Durant and says, "We need you.
Yes.
Please come and save us," right? And when I look back at that Golden State team, Steph, Clay, Draymond, I'm thinking, greatest team ever assembled? Now that I can see it with KD, and now that I can see it with DeMarcus Cousins, I say, well, that is firepower. That's nuclear.
But let me ask you,
that team in 2016 was not that great.
Okay. When he said assembled, did KD, when he joined that team the next 2 years, did they win 73 games? Are they going to win 73?
Were they better? Yes.
Are they going to win 73 games? Because the reason
I think they learned their lesson. It just doesn't matter how many games you win.
Well, Michael
right?
Jordan has the argument, says, well, we're still the greatest team because we went 72-10 and we won the title. You can't say you're the greatest team when you're 73-9 and you lose up 3-1. The question that I have, and I've always asked this, is it better to get swept in the first round or get knocked out before you get to the finals or the Super Bowl and have an intact resume in championship games, or is it better to get there and potentially not win? Because Michael Jordan got a lot of first-round exits. LeBron, Michael Jordan got a lot of L's before he got to the finals.
Once he broke through, how many first-round exits did he have?
He had none.
He had none. He should have won 8 straight, but he was forced to take 2 years
well,
off.
Well, I don't really see.
Eight straight.
I don't really
That would have pretty much closed the case.
That would have, Skip. You get no argument with Skip, we can't do hypotheticals. Because I believe had Kyrie and Kevin Love not got hurt, I believe LeBron James is sitting prettier.
So I look back at the 2016 Warriors, and if I just go asphalt on you, if I go park on you, and I say, we're at the park, and you're choosing upside skins and shirts, and you're looking at these guys, and you see little Steph and medium-sized Clay and medium-sized Draymond, are they tops on your list? You're going to pick them fast in the park?
I ain't picking Kevin Love.
Huh?
I ain't picking Kevin Love.
Well, how about Kevin Durant? Once he got there, everybody's going to say, I want that monster.
Okay, I get all that.
Okay.
But
DeMarcus Cousins, I want him.
But hold on.
Right?
Kevin Durant had an opportunity to face LeBron James that year, remember? Because he was in the position that the Golden State Warriors was in the finals. Mm-hmm. He was up 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals with another game on his home court. And what did he do?
Well, in his eyes, he had the ultimate liability named Russell Westbrook.
Oh.
In Kevin's eyes, that was a liability.
He wet the bed.
Paul George, not so much.
Did he wet the bed?
Yeah.
Okay, he wet the bed. So now, because
I don't know if you can say he wet the bed.
Yeah, he did. He had the pamphlet.
That's a terrible thing.
He did. Yeah. Because you saw all those bricks he was shooting. Mm. Did you not see those bricks?
I saw a little point guard quote.
Don't do him like that, Skip. Now you're going to put that on Russ?
Yeah, but let's look back at the 2016 finals, games 5, 6, and 7. Obviously, Draymond Green had to get suspended or this isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
So he missed game 5.
Okay.
But then what happened to Steph Curry in games 5, 6, and 7? Because he was a 2-time MVP, right? And I look at what happened. He had 7 assists in those 3 games to 12 turnovers. Is that good?
No, not that's good.
He came up much smaller than he actually is at about 6'3".
But you won't tell me what LeBron did.
Okay.
What did LeBron do?
Wait. Steph Curry, game 7. How about this? He shot 6-for-19 at home, at Oracle. He shot 4-of-14 from 3. And he made it the free throw line 1 time and shot 1 free throw. And in the fourth quarter of that game, this is the game to win the championship at home. Steph Curry went 1-for-6 in the fourth quarter and 1-for-5 from 3. Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what you're up against because Steph's playoff numbers have never quite lived up to his regular season.
Well, they didn't that one. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the last 2 years, Steph has been fantastic in the finals.
But Kevin Durant has been fantastic-er.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, but Skip, you make it seem like Kevin Durant's a bum.
No, I don't. I mean, he was the difference maker.
Okay,
he made them invincible because he is the best player on the planet. Right now he is.
No, he's not.
You know, LeBron used to be.
No.
LeBron's
no.
not even playing anymore,
yes,
but whatever.
He'll play tonight.
Well, okay.
But you know,
how can you have the audacity to make the contention that just because you came back on that Golden State team, that made you the greatest player ever? Because you actually admitted through the 6 rings that MJ's the GOAT.
No, he didn't.
Well, that's what he's saying. 6 rings equals GOAT.
He didn't add no MJ.
Yeah,
he put that to Tom Brady.
No, he did. In effect, between the lines.
Yeah. He said Brady was the GOAT when he came back 28-3. Mm. And he put the video out on Uninterrupted about acknowledging, like one GOAT to another, bruh. And passes, Skip, he walking by, he's like, bah. That's what he did.
So do you have the audacity to stand behind your claim that LeBron James is still the basketball GOAT?
Yeah. What has changed?
What has
changed? Did LeBron go somewhere? Look at him.
Huh.
Look at it right now.
Woo! He hasn't gone anywhere.
He done went and put on like 3 more pounds, 4 pounds of all muscle.
I think that was way earlier this year.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. I don't think that was lately.
I don't know, Skip.
Yeah.
Boy, look at them caps on the deal.
So what I want to know is, did you somehow scrub his legacy in the last month or so?
No!
Did you wipe out the meltdown against Dallas in the finals?
No!
Did you scrub and cleanse the meltdown in the last 3 minutes against my Spurs in game 6, in which he had 3 unforced error turnovers?
Whoa, did they win the game?
Because
you don't, you don't do that with Tom Brady.
Uh-huh.
When Tom Brady fumbled the ball, interception, all you said is he won the game. Mm. Don't do that, Skip.
I know, but he won the game. This time, Ray Allen saved the game, and then they won
the game. Like Malcolm, hold on, Skip. Hold on.
Okay.
What about that 28, when Brady threw that pick six?
Okay, but Brady can't play defense. LeBron can play defense.
Well, his defense can't play offense.
Okay, but what did Tom do in the fourth quarter against the Legion of Boom? 124 yards and two touchdowns.
And what did LeBron do in overtime in game six?
He was good, but my team
was
cooked.
No, he was great.
They were psychologically cooked.
Hold on, wait a minute. Why would they be cooked? Because remember, you got upset at LeBron James for being cooked in game one of the NBA Finals last year. So you can't.
No, but it's one thing. You took a team that was the prohibitive favorite to overtime. You got a chance. The game's going to start over, and you melt down before overtime.
And the San Antonio Spurs were the favorite.
Yeah, okay.
Up five with 20 seconds left.
Okay.
What happened?
Well, they coughed it up. Ooh. I will give you that. Nah. But they thought they had it because LeBron LeBricked the three to tie. Long rebound out to Chris Bosh, who kicked it sweetly to the corner. And then Ray Allen saved LeBron's legacy.
But you know what's getting baby. Why you do this?
I'm not doing anything. Ray did it.
You never say Malcolm Butler saved this legacy.
Okay.
You never say Coach Belichick saved this one. That great game. That was his game plan. But Brian Flores did an unbelievable job of calling this game. You never say that. You never say Vinatieri. With those two made clutch field, 48-yard game winners.
But Tom Brady completed five or six passes in a row to set up the field goal.
Let me ask you a question. If Adam Vinatieri missed that, are we talking about those five passes that he completed? Absolutely not. So, in other words, Vinatieri saved his bacon.
And so everybody has to do his job.
So Ray Allen did his job. Okay.
Well, that's beyond job.
No,
that's the greatest clutch shot ever. Okay. I've never seen anything like it before.
So are you saying Adam Vinatieri didn't have – Adam Vinatieri got three of the clutchest kicks ever.
I know, but it's part – it's what you're trying to set up to happen. Nobody was trying to set up Ray in the corner.
We're trying to set him up for a three.
We're
trying to
– What?
Hold on. We're trying to make a three because we need to tie the game. Time is running out. We're trying to get a three.
LeBron took the three and missed it badly.
Hold on.
So badly that it was goodly.
You didn't say anything about those three that he hit.
Huh?
I said
three.
He hit three threes in the fourth quarter because he had 16 points.
I don't think he hit three. He did one late.
No, he had three. Okay. Three. Yeah. This many. And guess what, Skip Bayless? They scored. They were down 10. Mm-hmm. See, that's what you fail to realize. Mm-hmm. See, he ain't tell you that, Jenny. Mm-hmm. They were down 10 points. LeBron James scored 16, assisted on another six. Mm-hmm. Another six. Mm-hmm. So 22 out of 30 had 23. He was six at the time. Mm-hmm.
What happened the next year? Help me out. My memory fogs.
No. Whoa.
Did Michael Jordan's team ever get blown off the floor in the finals by a record finals margin? That's what my Spurs did to LeBron's team.
They did.
If you've got the best player on the planet, how can you lose by a record margin in the finals?
Because Spurs had a better team.
Really?
Yeah.
They had a bunch of spare parts coming off the bench. Little Patty Mills.
Timmy Duncan. Kawhi.
Bellinelli.
Hold on. What about, hold on. Mm-hmm. Are you saying that Chris Bosh and D-Wade, just like you said, LeBron did not fulfill his obligation in the first finals against against Dallas?
Yep.
Are you saying that Chris Bosh and D-Wade fulfilled their obligation in that playoffs?
I thought Chris Bosh was pretty good. I can't speak for Dwayne, but and LeBron just cut bait with his best friend, left.
Think about this, Skip. 28-7-6. Mm-hmm. That's what LeBron James averaged in the finals. Mm-hmm. And you said the man played like a bum.
I didn't say he played like a bum. He just got blown off the floor. Michael Jordan would not have allowed that to happen. We got mentally toughest versus mentally fragile.
No
mercy. Amari Cooper has only been with the Cowboys since October, but he showed his loyalty to his quarterback. Amari was asked if he could imagine playing with Tom Brady and said, quote, "No, I don't want to play with Tom Brady. I want to beat Tom Brady. I want to play with Dak Prescott, and I believe that we can get the job done." Mm-hmm. Shannon, do you like those comments from Amari Cooper?
I love them. Because so many times, Skip, what do we hear? Who wouldn't want to play with Tom Brady? Mm. He said, no. Mm. I'm playing with the guy I want to play with. Mm. I believe in Dak. Mm. And I believe we can get to the heights in which the Patriots celebrated and had this year. Yep. I believe we can go there. And I want to go to that level with that guy. Mm. Dak's going to love that because, Kim, you know, who wouldn't want to play with this guy and who wouldn't want to coach that guy? Mm-hmm. He said, I'm good. I'm good right here. Mm. I got the guy. Number four. Mm. I'm going to ride with him.
Hmm.
And when
you don't buy that, but you like that he said it.
I mean, I do. I love that he said it.
Hmm.
What was he supposed to say? Nah, you right.
Do you think he believes that? No, you don't think that.
I mean,
that's a big no right there. We just got a big no.
Let's be real.
Yep.
The man takes average receivers, and now we're going to talk about this later. Got people talking about they should be in the Hall of Fame.
That is something.
So can you imagine? We saw Randy Moss was spectacular before he got there, but we saw the heights in which Randy could scale playing with that guy.
Yep. Right.
So we know what playing with great quarterbacks. We know the extension and how the levels that they can take even great players. Mm-hmm. Look at Jerry. Jerry was a great player.
Jerry Rice. Yeah.
Jerry Rice. Mm-hmm. But playing with Montana and playing with Steve Young.
I agree with that.
So I love that he said that because he could have given you the old cliche, Skip. Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't want to play with Tom Brady? He's the GOAT. Mm-hmm. But he said, nah, I'm good. Mm. I'm good right where I am. Mm. I got old Dak, and Dak, he's a leader. If you look at all the plays that we needed to make when the rubber needed to meet the road, old Dak Prescott was in the center of everything.
Thank you.
So I loved everything that
Thank
the
you.
Was saying.
Thank you.
Even
Thank
though
you.
Even though it's a lie. What? I loved it, Jimmy.
See? Somebody thinks it was a lie.
You just had the very end. We were feeling really good about this.
You know
Shannon.
I do, Skip Bayless.
I don't know it. These just might have been the greatest comments in the history of teammate comments about teammates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what I really loved was when the questioner dared to ask, as so many have, are you convinced that Dak Prescott's a franchise quarterback? And he's like, what? He was offended by the question. And he said, of course. You don't see that? He's a winner. I love Dak. He's a born leader. From what I can see, he's going to put it all on the line, which he does every game, every play, in every way, because he can run with the football, which you're going to see.
If I was the reporter, Jen, I said, I'm offended that you offended that I asked you that offensive question.
Yeah.
You don't do that as a reporter. No.
Oh, damn.
That's not how you do it.
The rest of the quote is, in all the close games we had this year, he was the one making those big plays leading us to victory. I just like everything about him. So allow me to reiterate that over Dak's 3 years, he has won the second most games in the NFL.
Behind who?
Tom Brady. How about that? Thomas Edward Patrick Brady. How about that? Who knew? Who knew that? Is that impressive? I'd say that's highly impressive.
It's very impressive. Mm-hmm. So let me get this straight.
Yep.
You would rather play with the second best as opposed to the best.
Yes, he does want to play with the second best because he believes in the second best. That's his leader. That's his Tom Brady. And he truly believes that Dak Prescott can be in the Tom Brady category as far as winning football games. And who knows that who even has kept touch with the fact that Dak Prescott in his first three seasons leads all of football in game-winning drives with 14. I'm talking about in the regular season. Obviously, Tom Brady just won his sixth ring with his sixth game-winning drive in the fourth quarter overtime of Super Bowls. But who knew that over the first 3 years of Dak's career, his 66.1 completion percentage set a record for NFL quarterbacks? Who knew that? Well,
you did.
I did, but I'm the only one in the world who knows that. And so that brings us to what we just witnessed on Sunday night. It is still painfully clear to me that Dak Prescott is clearly better than Jared Goff. And I told you this before those two teams met. And then I got to sit here yesterday for 2.5 hours and hear you call Jared Goff Super Bowl garbage and worse.
Hold on.
Chicken poop.
Yeah.
Right?
But guess what, Skip Bayless? How many years has Dak Prescott been in the NFL?
3.
How many years for Jerry Goff?
3.
And when is Dak Prescott getting to the Super Bowl? Mm.
Well, I don't know. Maybe next year. Okay. I'd give him a shot.
Because you told me that Zeke is better than Todd Gurley.
Yeah.
His offensive line is better than the Rams' offensive line.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott is better than and Brandon. Amari Cooper is better than Brandon Cooks.
He is.
Okay.
Yeah. But they got 2 Amaris on their team.
So
right?
why are they not in the Super Bowl?
Well, okay, so Jared Goff had Boy Genius calling his plays up to the Super Bowl, and then you said he was chicken poop in the Super Bowl. I don't know if he lost his nerve or what.
So
his way.
So, Scott,
I'm going to warn you one more time that next year, My man Dak Prescott is going to have his Sean McVay named Kellen Moore. If they let Kellen Moore call the plays next year, you'll see the same quantum leap from Dak Prescott that you have seen in the regular season from Jared.
I have ideas here. Kellen Moore, Shemar Moore, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Cowboys missed the playoffs. Mm.
Are you going to do it to yourself again?
Right now?
Skip.
You really want
you
to
know
do this?
Skip.
You did it last year, and you paid six cases you paid on that. You want to do it again?
Hold on.
I'm welcoming this.
Let me hold Clearly. On. Hear me out. You know how you guys do it. Odd number, even number years, playoff. Yeah. 14, 16, 18.
Okay.
Odd number years.
So it's
15, it's 17.
It's written in historical stone that next year will be doomed, right?
Yeah.
So somehow the NFL gods have decreed next year you're doomed, right? Okay, would you like to bet upon that, please? Two cases? Let's make it five.
Two.
Why only two?
Two.
Put your do where your mouth is.
Two cases.
Kellen Moore.
All right.
Kellen
Herman.
Moore.
You can have Herman Moore.
I'm witness.
You want Shemar Moore? You know him? Good old actor. All right. Good dude. Good brother. Yeah.
You're not even going to give him a shot?
A shot at what?
Huh?
It's
changing
Lucy.
The offense.
Well, it's Lucy.
You need a shot of Henny.
It's flu season. Mm-hmm. So that's the only shot you get. You want the two cases, yes or no? Mm.
Yes. Oh, do I want? I want five.
Yeah, okay.
I want five. Thank you very much. Write that down in the official book.
You're going to be sorry you made this. Okay. You're going to be sorry, Skip.
Well, that's what you told me for a whole year last year. And what happened? And then you kept doubling down. You lost six cases on this.
The Eagles spit the bit.
The Eagles have landed with a thud.
And I don't know. Yeah. Walking to them, I'm starting to hear some things.
I know. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, I'm not really happy.
So Dak Prescott beat walking to him twice last year. That's interesting. And when I compare the three-year careers of Goff and Dak, Dak has a QBR, this is scale 0 to 100, of 69 over 3 years. That's his total QBR. Jared Goff is at 45, and these two have faced each other, Goff and Dak.
And what the record?
Yeah, but wait
what
a second.
The record?
How about when they've faced each other? What has happened each time? And I'm going to include the preseason game, which was their first meeting right here at the L.A. Coliseum.
Game Jared Goff didn't start.
Well, he played in the game, and he stunk in the game.
Don't worry about that. That's Jeff Fisher.
Okay, it was Jeff Fisher.
But, it's like a whole different.
Yeah,
Jared.
It's a whole different. Okay. But Dak Prescott was special that night. You could just see it.
Eric
Dickerson, who's going to join us later, he was there, and he just said he was in awe of what Dak did.
I tell you, when Dak wasn't special, when they played in the regular season 2 years ago,
he was
special. And when they played last year in the division, this year in the division.
So thank you for bringing up that regular season game 2 years ago.
Yes.
Dak's QBR was 81, Goff 46 in that game. Not that good. And then in the playoff game this year, Dak had an 84 QBR here at the Coliseum on that fateful Saturday night. And Jared Goff had a 57, so he's outplayed him all three times a lot.
Hold on. Skip, QBR doesn't tell you anything because in the AFC.
Yeah, you know it doesn't. You know why? Because the Rams ran wild on my defense. 273 yards rushing. Was Goff doing that? He did have one rush that killed him at the end of the game. But
hold on. You remember the AFC Championship game? Patrick Mahomes boys had a higher QBR than Tom Brady.
He did.
Who won the game?
Tom Brady?
Okay, at the end of the day, that's what we count. We count them dubs. And Dak has no dubs against the Rams.
Tom Brady was having to overcome a flammable, torchable Belichick defense that gave up 24 points in the fourth quarter of that game. And then what did Brady say? I guess I got to do more.
Well,
three straight third and 10 completions.
It should have been 28-0 had Tom Brady not made that goofball play in the end zone.
It was a bad play.
Okay, that's 21-0.
He is human. He is human.
Okay, then.
But he was still great. And even you admitted he was great. I think you came in the next day and said, I give it up.
I did.
You did.
But I gave it up to him. Mm. But what you're trying to do is say QBR and all this and all that when Jared Goff teams keep winning. That's what they keep doing. They keep winning.
Jared Goff got exposed on Sunday night.
Okay.
You could see right through him. You could see what he's made of or not made of. Dak Prescott is made of tougher stuff than Jared Goff.
Hold on.
He just is.
Do the Patriots play the Cowboys next year?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
They do? Yeah. Okay, let's go, Pete. Let's go, Tom Brady.
In Foxborough.
Let's go.
I got
all the cases you want.
I'm taking none.
No, don't do that, Skip.
I'm taking none.
No, don't do that, Skip, baby.
I can't do that.
What do you mean you can't?
In the goat's house.
No. Yeah. They got to, hold on. In order for you to be, if you that guy that you said he is, you go to the goat house and you eat the goat food.
Mm. I'll bet you two cases right now that Tom Brady plays past next season because you're dug in that he's this
will,
last
I was
year.
I was doing this. Ooh,
the game or Patriots. Are you going to accept?
Huh?
I don't know, Skip Bayless. I don't know if I've ever in my long-legged life rooted for the Patriots. Come on, Tom Brady. Tom Brady, if you got a 500-yard game in your pocket, can you please pull it out?
Mm.
We've got some time to look forward to this
game. Recognizes game.
I'm wearing a 12 jersey the whole week. I'm wearing a Brady jersey the whole week. I'm gonna get my I got a Patriots helmet at the Pro Bowl from Ben Coates.
It's okay because I sleep in a 4 jersey every night. But don't worry, I got you there.
He's gonna make you throw it away.
Hmm? That's incredible.
Tom Brady gonna make you throw that four away.
It's just one loss.
No.
So you go 12-4. Mm. It's okay.
I figured we should do show on that? The road.
We just bet two. They're gonna miss the playoffs. I'm good.
No, we gonna get some. Y'all ain't going no 12. Y'all ain't getting no 12 wins.
Kellen Moore, change life.
No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Monday for another week of Undisputed. We'll see you then.
Facts. Sports. One of one.